For 3 months, Bree Blackhorse has been the assistant U.S. attorney dedicated to prosecuting missing and murdered Indigenous people, or MMIP, cases in the Northwest. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano spoke with her about the significance of her role and the challenges in addressing the crisis in the region.
Dressed in her traditional regalia, Bree Blackhorse was sworn in as Assistant U.S. Attorney at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Washington. At the ceremony in May, she wore a traditional red wool dress.
I wore that red dress to reflect MMIP. That's often the color like associated with this movement, with this cause. And I made that red dress for that reason a few years ago.
She also wore her war bonnet.
I wanted to wear that too as a sign of my, you know, commitment to this work and to the community.
Blackhorse joined the office as part of the U.S. Department of Justice Missing or Murdered Indigenous Persons Regional Outreach Program. It focuses on collaboration among tribal, federal, and state governmental and other partners. She will prosecute cases throughout Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, and California. Blackhorse says being the MMIP prosecutor is the high spot of her career.
This could be a new and unique way that I could not only meaningfully serve our tribal communities, but address the missing and murdered Indigenous person crisis that we are experiencing and have been experiencing for a long time in Indian country.
In Yakima, where she is based, the community has been severely impacted by the MMIP crisis. According to the Washington State Patrol, as April 2024, there are 122 active cases of missing or murdered Indigenous people in the state. At least 31 were reported in the Yakima Valley. Blackhorse says being part of the Native American community makes her role more significant.
I understand the lived experiences of our MMIP victims, survivors, and families. You know, MMIP is something that has not only touched my community, but has touched my friends and family going back generations.
Blackhorse says she has heard pain and heartache families experience from losing a family member or loved one, but also their frustration while looking for justice.
They've also expressed frustration with the criminal legal system and sometimes how long it can take to bring a case and for a case to come to resolution.
She says explaining the steps in the federal criminal process could empower people during the investigation and help to improve communications with families.
We value and try to prioritize as best we can communication with survivors and families, but often can't talk about the specific progress of an investigation just because we don't want to jeopardize any aspect of that investigation.
Blackhorse says jurisdiction is the most complex challenge she faces.
Criminal jurisdiction in Indian country is extremely complicated, you know, and this has been one of the factors that has historically led to this MMIP crisis that we are experiencing.
She also says she's working with different state agencies to find ways to work together, including joining efforts for solving cold cases. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.
Bree Blackhorse just finished her first federal criminal trial with a guilty verdict. It was an assault with a dangerous weapon case on Yakima Nation lands.